I have the last C4 frozen. There's nothing showing up on the sensor now.
Good work, Raiden.
You're way ahead of me, kid. I still have one to go.
How's your bomb, Peter?
It's a bomb, all right. Sealed C4, and in huge quantities.
You think there's another one in Shell 1?
For sure. Somewhere at the bottom of Strut A.
Why are you so certain?
If this bottom section of the strut is demolished, Shell 2 will be well on its way to destruction.
You mean that Shell 2 will actually sink?
Not immediately. There'll still be 5 struts left. But if Shell 1 loses a strut at the same time, it'll be a very different story. The big shell's structural integrity depends on a very exact balance. If both shells lose a strut each, the whole structure will tear itself apart under its own weight.
What do we do?
I have a sensor that can locate even those scentless C4s. It makes combined use of a neutron scintillator and a hydrogen bomb detector.
You brought that stuff with you?
Of course. I made the calibrations while I was in the pantry.
Does it work?
I just tested it, and it definitely responds. But the best I can do is a sound beacon, not the radar.
Sound?
The shorter the interval between beacons, the closer the target.
I get you.
There's another one in that pantry I was in. You can go back and get it.
It's all yours, Raiden.
I'm going to study it some more and see if the freezing process will work. Don't touch the other one until I say so.
Okay. I'll stand by until you radio in.